Patient name Pedro Soto, P-E-D-R-O, S-O-T-O, date of birth 10-27-1978, date of procedure May 28, 2024, physician performing Bab Mohan Kama, MD. Self-referred, indication dyspepsia, dysphagia, colorectal cancer screening, procedure performed, esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy, colonoscopy with polypectomy. Description of procedure, please enter the standard description for double procedure. Findings, upper endoscopy, Z-line 37 centimeters regular, a half centimeter GE junction nodule was noted, this was biopsied, LA grade A esophagitis was noted. Esophagus otherwise normal, biopsies taken from distal, mid and proximal esophagus for EOV. Stomach normal, biopsies taken for Helicobacter pylori. Duodenum normal, biopsies taken for celiac disease. Colonoscopy exam, withdrawal time 9 minutes. Boston bowel preparation score, 2 for ascending colon, 2 for transverse colon, 2 for descending colon. Ascending colon polyp, 1.5 cm, semi-sessile, removed by cold snare. Descending colon polyps, 1 cm, sessile, times 2, both removed by cold snare. Medium internal slash external hemorrhoids noted on retroflexed view. Impression, G junction nodule, LA grade A esophagitis, ascending colon polyp, descending colon polyps, medium internal slash external hemorrhoids. Plan, follow up in the office to discuss procedure results and biopsy results. If G junction nodule biopsy is concerning, recommend upper EUS for further evaluation. Continue present medications, avoid trigger foods. Patient should be on a maintenance dose of PPI, 20 mg daily. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year due to prep quality and the number of polyps found. If patient's hemorrhoids are symptomatic, endoscopic banding could be tried as a treatment option. End of dictation.